Title: CNN's SEPA tracking case, court focuses on IP addresses and pen registers. Content: A recent ruling against CNN illustrates how courts beyond California continue to grapple with that state's wiretap law, the California Invasion of Privacy Act, SEPA. Among other things, SEPA regulates use of pen registers, which are typically used by law enforcement to collect dialing, routing, addressing, or signaling information. Class action plaintiffs have argued that SEPA's pen register provision should apply to website tracking of IP addresses and related technical data. The CNN case is part of a broader wave of SEPA litigation targeting online tracking technologies used for analytics and advertising. In the current case, D'Antonio v. Cable News Network, Inc., plaintiffs allege that CNN deployed third-party trackers on its website that collect visitors' IP addresses and other dialing, routing, addressing, or signaling information. This case is similar to another SEPA action filed against CNN last year, Lesh v. Cable News Network, Inc. Not only did a SEPA plaintiff target the same defendant, the parties drew the same judge. And the New York federal court once again ruled the plaintiff's SEPA claim could go forward. Building on the Lesh ruling, the D'Antonio court held that the plaintiff adequately alleged Article 3 standing by asserting that his IP address and related information were collected and shared without his prior express consent. The court further concluded that the alleged tracking code could fit SEPA's broad definition of a pen register, and two, the IP addresses at issue qualify as addressing information transmitted by an instrument or facility from which an electronic communication is sent. The court found those allegations sufficient to state a claim and defeat CNN's motion to dismiss. CNN had argued that SEPA should not apply to third-party trackers because the statute was drafted decades ago with telephone lines in mind. CNN also argued that any tracking concerned content, not covered by SEPA, rather than dialing or addressing information. But the court rejected those arguments at the pleading stage, emphasizing that SEPA can provide broader statutory protection than the Fourth Amendment's ban on unreasonable searches and seizures. Interpreting the statute's text, the court further found SEPA does not limit pen registers to traditional telephone systems. In other words, SEPA's restrictions can be applied to new technologies that did not exist when the law was enacted. Putting it into practice, while this ruling from a New York trial court is not dispositive, it is a cautionary reminder to companies that deploy web trackers, pixels, or similar tools. In the absence of regulatory certainty, review your disclosure and consent processes for these tools. While full audits can be burdensome, conducting them prior to possible litigation may be easier than post-litigation. Categories: Biometrics, BIPA, Illinois Privacy. As seen in Eye on Privacy.